It's Dred Scott with you. It is time now for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. We welcome in once again Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Good morning, Dr. Miller. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks. So here we are in a pandemic, and the hospital and Adventist Health in general is dealing with that. We have people who need appointments for other things as well. There's staffing shortages. There's frustration and stress on everybody's part. So today you want to just give sort of an overview of what's going on at the clinic.
Yes, and this is our clinic, which formerly was called North Coast Family Health Center.
Right.
That we're talking about, and now is Adventist Health Mendocino Coast Medical Office. So I think everybody who's a patient there is very aware of an extremely frustrating situation. People are having a very difficult time getting in to talk to somebody to schedule their appointment. There's been huge problems around getting prescriptions refilled, and the time to get out to get an appointment, the time, you know, the delay before you can actually see a provider is pretty significant. And all of these are not what we want. We really want to be providing the very best service we can to our community, and we recognize that this is not happening right now. And we're really very sorry about that. The reason that this has happened is a combination of three things, and you've already alluded to one or two of them, but it all started with our transition to a more modern electronic medical record, which we think is a great thing. And it was supposed to be a turnkey operation, just plop it in and it starts. And that's what we were expecting.
It never works out that way.
Right. And unfortunately, there were a number of bugs, which the company that provides this software had not anticipated. One of the biggest bugs was in the way that the system processed refill prescriptions. It was not accurately or adequately communicating between the clinic and the pharmacy, but it appeared to be doing so. And so as a result, there were a bunch of people who were getting very understandably upset that they were trying to get their prescriptions filled, and we thought that they were being filled. They weren't. The pharmacy was confused. We were confused. Finally, we've figured out what the problem is, but as the fix is getting implemented, we've had to switch over to a more manual system, which also slowed things down. And there were other bugs, too, but that was, I think, the biggest bug. Another bug had to do with the interface between the laboratory and radiology reports and the new system. The backdrop of this is another problem that we've talked about many times before, and that is that we're dealing with a national staffing crisis in healthcare, and we've lost a number of people in our clinic who have moved on for various reasons, maybe because of the burnout from COVID or whatever. And so at about the same time that we implemented this electronic medical record transition, we also had a number of people go out on medical leave of absence, or resigned for various reasons. And that only heightened the whole problem. And then lastly, and I hate to use that term, the perfect storm, because I think that's starting to get overused, but we had a failure in our phone system, which had to do with something to do with a trunk line or something. But basically, that threw our whole answering system into a tailspin. And that only heightened things tremendously, so that people were on hold for very long times, unacceptably long periods of hold time, coupled with, once again, the staffing issue. Now, what have we done about all this? Well, I think the electronic medical record piece, the fixes are getting implemented. I think it's my understanding that the prescription piece is supposed to be working now. The staffing, we've been very aggressively recruiting, and a number of people are starting, new people are starting there. And, of course, the dedicated staff we have, we so much appreciate their hard work. And if you are a patient there, please don't take your frustration out on the staff, because they're really struggling as best they can. If you want, you can reach out to me and express your frustrations, and I'll give you my phone number at the end, because I'm very happy to talk to people about their frustrations. And then with respect to the phone system, we've hired a national call center to take calls and messages when things start to back up, so that hopefully the wait is minimal on the phone. And we've implemented online appointment scheduling, so now people are able to go online and schedule an appointment. You have to put in AdventistHealth.org/Mendocino-Coast, or just go to AdventistHealth.org and look for Mendocino Coast, and then go through a number of drop-down menus to get to scheduling. I'm hoping that I'm gonna ask that we move that scheduling thing up to a more prominent position instead of having to go through several levels of drop-down menus. But hopefully that'll help as well, so people don't have to wait to talk to a human just to make an appointment.
Yeah, online scheduling, that's a great idea, and it's also great to simplify it as much as possible for people. You're right. As few clicks as possible to get through. Everybody appreciates that. And I know with any computer operating system, if I know anything, is that they all have bugs. I don't care what anybody tells you. You put in a new system, you're going to have bugs. Again, as you said, try not to take it out on the hardworking people there at Adventist Health who are doing the best they can. Yeah, everybody's doing the best they can, really, with this. Anything else?
Yes, my phone number is 707-961-4644. And that's my direct phone number to my office. If I'm in my office, I'll pick up and you'll talk to me directly. If not, please leave a message. Once again, 707-961-4644. And if you just want to let me know about something that we're doing well or something that we're not doing well and need to improve, my ear is there. I really do appreciate feedback, because it's only through getting feedback, both positive, which is always so nice, but the negative feedback is important, because that's the way we identify where we need to really work and improve. And that's part of our goal and my personal goal, to carry our healthcare delivery system on the coast up to the next higher level of quality.
So that's like the Dr. Miller request line. What's the number again?
That's my personal office phone number. It's 707-961-4644. I will try to return your call if you leave a message as soon as possible.
All right. Good to talk to you. We'll talk to you again next week. Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. This has been the Mendocino Coast Health Report from the coast.